They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Among the promises in the president's jobs plan, help for cities and states to hire workers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We begin this morning with Marketplace's special look at jobs and getting America back to work. It's called The Breakdown, Our Economy One Step at a Time. President Obama today heads to Richmond, Virginia to pitch the jobs initiative he laid out last night, a proposal the president says should have no problem finding support.
There should be nothing controversial about this piece of legislation. Everything in here is the kind of proposal that's been supported by both Democrats and Republicans, including many who sit here tonight.
Tax credits and small business incentives make up a lot of the proposal. We're going to get to that in just a moment. There's also $85 billion in the pie for state and local governments to help teachers and police and firefighters in their jobs, even school repair and construction. Los Angeles is the second largest city in America with nearly 4 million residents. And Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, who attended last night's speech in Washington, is with us right now. Mr. Mayor, welcome.
It's great to be with you.
We're talking a lot of money in aid for states and local governments as well. What's this going to do for L.A.?
Well, it's going to give us an opportunity to build on a very, very ambitious program to double the size of our rail system, to synchronize our lights, repair our roads and our bridges. So there's widespread support for this. As you know, these are ideas and initiatives that Republicans and Democrats have not just supported but voted for. Year after year after year.
We're talking billions of dollars for schools and for repairs at schools. Why that instead of other infrastructure projects? I'm sure L.A. could use a lot of that money in other areas, right?
Well, we could use it in schools. We could use it to repair our bridges, our ports, our airports. We need to put people back to work. And in construction particularly has a 35 to 40% unemployment rate. So whether they're building a school, bridge or an airport or a port, we want to put them back to work. And many of our schools across the nation are in a dilapidated condition. This will help to make sure that our kids have a place to learn and to compete with other people around the world.
Antonio Villaraigosa, Mayor of Los Angeles, thank you, sir.
Take care.
Let's get a little more perspective on the president's jobs plan and tackle all those tax credits that make up more than half of that proposal, as we mentioned. Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large at CBS MoneyWatch, and she's with us live as she is every Friday morning from New York. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Is any of this going to help? I mean, do tax credits like these create jobs?
Well, let's look at the employee portion of the payroll taxes. The idea behind those kinds of cuts is that workers spend the extra money in the economy, so that's kind of generally good. The problem is that there's really been a fundamental shift since the recession. For the past year, even though Americans got that cut, they used the extra money to pay down debt and beef up savings. So there's really not any great reason to believe that they're going to do something different with an extra $20 per pay period next year.
So we have these incentives, Jill, for the employers to hire. Is that enough for a company to pull the trigger on adding jobs?
Yeah, you know, I think business owners only hire when they see an increase in demand for their goods and services. Without that, why would they add new workers, even if it's a slightly cheaper cost? I think this part of the plan is almost like cash for clunkers. You're basically paying people to buy a car that they would have already purchased. There's actually a recent study that looked at a similar employer tax credit plan from the late 70s, and it found that 70% of those tax credits were claimed for hiring workers who would have been hired anyway. So this could be just throwing a little bit of money at some company that doesn't really need it.
Jill Schlesinger from CBS MoneyWatch. Jill, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Global shares are down an average of about 0.5% right now. Today's Wall Street Journal reports officials at Bank of America have discussed cutting as many as 40,000 jobs in a first wave of restructuring. B of A has lost money in four of its last six quarters, and its stock value has been cut in half this year. Wall Street, yesterday the Dow gave back more than 119 points to close at 11,295.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. By United Methodist Church, offering an opportunity for listeners to join others to reclaim September 11th as a day of hope at rethinkchurch.org. And by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com.
The solar company Solyndra was the very first company to receive federal loan guarantees from the Energy Department to help create green jobs. But earlier this week, the firm filed for bankruptcy. Well, yesterday, the FBI and the Department of Energy's Inspector General raided the company's Northern California offices. From Silicon Valley, Marketplace's Steve Henn reports.
Back in 2009, Solyndra received more than $500 million in loan guarantees to build a new plant and create more than 1,000 high-tech solar jobs. But it couldn't compete against a wave of cheaper Chinese imports. Solyndra lost hundreds of millions of dollars and went bankrupt this week. The FBI wouldn't comment on the details of yesterday's raid, but the involvement of the Department of Energy's Inspector General suggests the probe is focusing on the DOE loan guarantees. Ronnie Green's a reporter at the Center for Public Integrity, a nonpartisan investigative reporting group. He says the Department of Energy failed to complete due diligence before extending loan guarantees to Solyndra.
What we found was when they made that announcement back in March of 2009, they didn't have either a full legal or a full marketing review in hand.
Green also found that more than $1 billion in loan guarantees went to companies like Solyndra that were financed by President Obama's political fundraisers. In Silicon Valley, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
And finally, police arrested a 44-year-old California woman for stealing library books. The woman got caught when she tried to take books without checking them out of the Carlsbad Library in suburban San Diego. Well, police then searched her home and found thousands of books scattered everywhere, mostly about cooking, crafts, and animals. Investigators say she was probably going to hold a big book sale for people interested in cooking, crafts, and animals. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org, where you can find the podcast, and you can check the numbers throughout the day, marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Jobs, jobs, and more jobs. It's been dominating the headlines, the airwaves, and the television screens. Last night, the president weighed in.
I am sending this Congress a plan that you should pass right away. It's called the American Jobs Act.
I'm Kai Rizdal. The Breakdown, our coverage of the economy one step at a time, wraps up with this not-so-easy question of, now what do we do? Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media. With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.